the Shiksha Gurus, the Diksha Gurus, are all to be given proper respect according to our Shastras. However, whatever our position is, we are all simply trying to work together to assist Srila Prabhupada in his service to his Guru Maharaj. That is our life. That is our soul. Vyas Puja is the day when devotees offer their gratitude to our entire Guru Parampara. Through the medium of the current spiritual masters. Krishna spoke this message to Brahma at the dawn of creation. Brahma spoke to his son Narada and Narada to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is incarnation of Krishna. He is considered original guru because whatever guru speaks must be supported by Shastra. And he is the compiler of the Vedic literatures. In Badrikashram, Vedavyas imparted this knowledge to Madhvacharya. It was preserved and expanded through the system of disciplic succession. Then that great Kalpa Vriksha tree from Goloka Vrindavan descended in the form of Srila Madhavendra Puri to give to our sampradaya the ecstatic mood of the highest rasas of Braja. He empowered this knowledge to Ishvara Puri. The Yugavatar, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, descended into this world to give what no other incarnation has ever given. The mellows of the ecstatic rasas of Vrindavan to everyone and anyone without discrimination. In order to set the proper precedent, the Lord himself humbly served and took initiation from his spiritual master, Ishvara Puri. When he received the order to chant the holy names and give and spread this mission of Harinam Sankirtan to the world, then only did Lord Chaitanya manifest his Leela of inaugurating Harinam Sankirtan. His direct disciples were the six Goswamis, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, and Jiva Goswami. Living in Vrindavan, they took the message of Mahaprabhu and wrote elaborate philosophical books extracting the essence of all the Vedas and revealing that pure unalloyed devotional service is the only platform that is real, that is eternal, and that could give joy to the heart. By their lives, they showed the world what is the highest platform of ecstatic love. through their mercy, Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya took this message, put it in book form, and inaugurated mass distribution. Later on, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who was empowered to perfectly understand the heart of Sri Rupa Goswami, renovated our sampradaya, which was having great difficulty at the time, wrote incredible literatures. And his disciple, Baladeva Vidyabhushan, on Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's order, established Govinda Bhasya, the standard commentary on the Vedanta Sutra of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Some generations later, Jagannath Das Babaji became a profoundly effulgent connection to this eternal line of parampara. He inspired the heart of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who challenged all deviation from true Vaishnavism and had a vision of Americans, Europeans, Africans, Russians coming to Sri Mayapur to gather together with their arms raised, loudly chanting the holy name. He has given us beautiful prayers, bhajans, and songs that contain the very essence of all knowledge, philosophy, and pure devotional sentiments. His glorious son was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who received initiation from Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj, the very embodiment of the ecstasy of love and separation and renunciation. So many traditions that are based on deviant misconceptions. One of my dear godbrothers was lamenting because India is becoming so westernized. And I said, that is very lamentable. But a Vaishnava should try to see an opportunity in every situation. We have seen that people who are really, really orthodox and traditional, their orthodox and their tradition is practically always based on misconceptions. Yatama tatapat. That all paths lead to the same goal. You worship Ganapati, Surya, Durga Kali, Shiva, Kartikeya, Krishna, Ram, Vishnu, Shuni. Worship anyone, it doesn't matter. You can worship a candle, and ultimately you'll achieve the same destination. Because everything's God, and all is God, and I am God. And sometimes I've seen very, very scholarly, charismatic, emotional preachers speaking, and tens and thousands of people coming. But it's very rare to find even one that has understood any siddhanta. What's actually the goal? What's clear? Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. So much Mayavad. So much materialistic contamination. And although there may be orthodox, very good standards of cleanliness and culture, if it doesn't culminate in pure, unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's not the absolute truth. But somehow or other, people of India who become westernized, they're open to hear. And when they hear, they don't have so much of the baggage of all of their misconceptions, philosophically and religiously.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.